I am still riding high, Wowoland, from my day yesterday. I had the privilege of emceeing the America First rally in Shelbyville, Indiana. It featured our very own Congressman Jim Banks and Donald Trump Jr. He was in attendance for it, and it was certainly a day for the memory books. For those of you who missed the Patriotic Party, Congressman Jim Banks is joining us live right now with more. Good morning, Congressman.
Hey, Kayla. Good to be with you.
Yeah, glad you're here. Truly, it was a party yesterday. I mean, you were obviously there. Indiana Attorney General Todd Rokita was there. Senator Mike Braun, as I mentioned, Donald Trump Jr. was in the House. And all four of you individually were up on stage doing your thing, delivering remarks as we are in the middle, obviously, of an election year here. How do you think the rally went?
Well, you had hundreds of people show up in the middle of the day. Really in an out-of-way place outside of in the country on a farm outside of Shelbyville. So it was a lot of fun. People are fired up. I mean, I think you felt it too. I mean, these are patriotic Hoosiers that want to take our country back from those who are trying to tear it down. And I just got a sense that that people are really fired up. It's 6 weeks before the primary, but still several months before the November election. And by and large, Hoosiers know what's at stake. You know, when we say this is the most important election of our lifetime, yeah. I know that's usually hyperbole, but that's really true when it comes to this election. So that's what I took away from it, Kayla. You know, there are, you know, like two or three notable Republicans out there who say that they're not going to support Donald Trump for president, even though he's the Republican nominee. But I think you saw hundreds of people show up who are making up for it. I mean, Indiana is overwhelmingly going to vote for Donald Trump. We're going to be the first state on the board on election night. And I get the sense that that's not just Indiana, but it's regular working class, real Americans all over this country who are sick and tired of what's going on in Washington and want to save this country. And that's what yesterday was all about.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, yesterday gave me goosebumps seeing just these hundreds and hundreds. You know, going into this thing, I thought maybe there'd be 200-300 people there. I mean, this room was packed. Dare I say there's anywhere between maybe 500 and 800 people. I'm never good at guesstimating the crowds like that, but it was jam-packed. And I just loved being in that room full of so many people who cared about a lot of the same things that I care about, Congressman, that I know you care about. But Donald Trump Jr., as I mentioned, he was there. You two were kind of skirted off after the rally. Did you two do anything else after the rally?
Well, Donald Trump Jr. has become a good friend over the years, and he's such a good friend that he got on a Spirit Airlines flight at 7 o'clock out of Palm Beach yesterday morning to come to Indiana. And he knows I don't have an opponent in the primary, and he still came here to campaign with me. We spent the whole day together. We ended up in Franklin and Johnson County at the Republican. They sold out the Republican Lincoln Day dinner last night with him as the keynote speaker. We did a couple of other things in between, but the rally was the highlight of the day. And he does a lot of these things. He goes to a lot of these rallies with his dad, and he loved it. I mean, he talked about it all day, how great of a crowd it was. He senses that, you know, Indiana is, he and his dad tell me all the time how special Indiana is because it's the state that ultimately gave Donald Trump the win in the primary back in 2016. And, you know, Don Jr. was telling me stories yesterday about campaigning with Bobby Knight back in that election cycle and how much fun that was to, you know, sort of pull off that win in 2016 when they said Donald Trump couldn't win, and he did win. And now this time, all the people that said that Donald Trump couldn't be the nominee again in 2024, mm-hmm. and he overwhelmingly has pulled that off as well. So Don Jr. was with me in Indiana back in November, came back yesterday. He'll come back again. He's a great friend, and glad to have his support.
Yeah, he definitely won me over once I learned he took that Spirit flight in from Palm Beach. That made me like him even more. In other news, Congressman, I do want to talk about the passing of the $1.2 trillion spending bill late last week. I know a lot of Republicans aren't exactly overly happy right now with House Speaker Mike Johnson when it comes to this bill's passage. A lot of lawmakers are saying they didn't even have time to read this full bill. Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene is pushing to oust House Speaker Mike Johnson over all of this. I mean, where do you stand, Congressman?
Well, first of all, I voted against the spending bill. Mm-hmm. It was a $1.2 trillion boondoggle with hundreds of earmarks in it for things like late-term abortion facilities and transgender surgeries on minors and LGBTQ centers for senior citizens, and really radical earmarks that are the type of things that you would expect for Nancy Pelosi to negotiate and allow to be voted for, not a Republican speaker. So I'm really disappointed about that too, but I voted against it. I don't think anybody will be surprised by that. We have a $35 trillion national debt, and I didn't go to Washington to grow it. I have one of the most fiscally conservative voting records of any Republican in Congress. But we got to look forward to November. We have to grow the majority. Right now, with a couple of recent early resignations, we're down to a one-seat Republican majority. So we don't have a lot of room here to spare. We got to grow the House majority. We got to win back the Senate majority and put Donald Trump back in the White House. And hopefully then we can address the debt, secure the border, hold China accountable, and focus on the issues that will get this country strong again. And that's what I'm focused on.
Congressman, this bill, the spending bill, was 1,012 pages long. Did Republicans have enough time to actually read it all?
No, nobody could read it. They released it at 2 in the morning, and then we voted on it. They abandoned the I think 48-hour rule or whatever the rule is of how much time that leadership promises at the beginning of the Congress and our rules that members would have time to read it. So, I'm not buying. I didn't have time to read it. I know no one else had time to read it too. It was easy for me to vote against it because of what was in it. I'll let other Republicans defend why they voted for it. I certainly wouldn't be able to defend it. That's why I voted against it.
This might be a really dumb question, and I don't even have a lot of time, but I want to ask it anyway. Who actually writes those pieces of legislation, and why is so little time given to our lawmakers to read, 1,000 pages? It's not like these things are written overnight, right?
They're written over a long period of time, but when they're sandwiched together and become that crap sandwich, that happens. In this case, it happened in the middle of the night, was sandwiched together and then spit out and released to members to be able to look at it at 2 in the morning. So
yeah.
I'm not buying it that anybody actually read through all of it. But the Appropriations Committee and their staff, both in the House and the Senate, worked on it and then, but kept it secret and then released it at 2 o'clock in the morning. We voted on it a few hours later. And again, you immediately start looking at it and see earmarks for abortion facilities in Rhode Island and other blue states in the, in around the country that are going to benefit from earmarks like that. I mean, I'm immediately going to vote against it because of that.
A crap sandwich. You're actually being kind this morning, Congressman, because I could come up some other words to call that spending bill. I appreciate you still making the time. I know you've been awfully busy. We'll check back in with you 1 week from today.
Have a good day.
Hey, you too. That's Congressman Jim Banks joining us here on Whoa, Whoa.
Podcasts by Federated Media.